Imagine being able to build a video game in just 24 hours. Sounds like a dream, right? Well, one developer did just that using Gemini 3.0 Pro for both coding and pixel art. This is revolutionary for game development. Why does this matter? It signifies a shift towards using AI as a core part of the creative process.
Absolutely. It's fascinating how AI can streamline not just coding, but also the artistic side of game development. The developer mentioned using clean vanilla JS instead of frameworks, which suggests that AI can manage simpler contexts more efficiently. What do you think that means for the way developers approach their projects?
It opens up new avenues for indie developers who may not have extensive resources. By simplifying the tech stack, they're empowered to create without the overhead of complex game engines. I mean, imagine every aspiring game developer being able to create compelling games at home.
Right. And that democratization of game development could lead to a wider variety of games being produced. However, do you think there are risks in relying too heavily on AI? What about the creative touch that comes from human designers?
That's a valid concern. While AI can automate certain tasks, the essential creativity, like storytelling and emotion, still comes from humans. The developer emphasized the importance of documentation to prevent AI from making errors, which indicates that a structured approach is vital when working with AI.
Exactly. It's about collaboration. AI could handle repetitive tasks, allowing developers to focus on higher-level creative decisions. But this also raises questions about the future of traditional game design roles. How do you see that evolving? I envision a future where AI acts as a co-creator rather than a replacement. Developers might focus more on guiding AI through structured workflows, like the standard operating procedures this developer used. It could redefine how we